Saturday, January 16th, and these are the readings from today's Daily Mass. First reading is a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It's Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. The Word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed from Him, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must render an account. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace, to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. Responsorial Psalm, Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. In response, Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. And the response, Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. The response, Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Let the words of my mouth and the thought of my heart find favor before You, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In response, Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Alleluia, alleluia, the Lord sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alleluia, alleluia. In the Gospel reading, the reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, be Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to Him and He taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, Follow me. And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes, who were Pharisees, saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus heard this and said to them, Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. It's the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.